From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Saadia King Salman and U.S. President Trump signed a nearly $110 billion agreement Saturday to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal was among a series of agreements reached between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on the U.S.-Saudi partnership.
This growing partnership is really grounded in trust. Trust between our two nations that we are pursuing the same objectives. Cooperation and a shared interest. The elements of this declaration that was signed today, the Joint Strategic Vision, there are many, many elements. And there's a lot of work now to implement those elements and really put them into motion.
Tillerson said Trump's main focus on his visit to Saudi Arabia is pushing back on any threats posed by Iran. Tillerson called on newly elected Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to use his second term in office to end the country's ballistic missile program and end its practice of funding terrorism. Meantime, Mr. Trump hailed his first day in Saudi Arabia as tremendous, highlighting agreements that could potentially create jobs in the U.S. Earlier, Trump was presented with the kingdom's highest civilian honor. Some observers find Mr. Trump's visit to the Middle East surprising in wake of his campaign statements calling for a Muslim ban, backed by subsequent orders attempting to limit travel from six Muslim-majority countries. Saudi Arabia was not named in the travel bans. Mr. Trump will visit other parts of the Middle East and Europe. And in Iran, the president, Hassan Rouhani, won re-election, beating out his closest opponent, a hardline cleric. Rouhani backed his political future on Iran's nuclear deal with the U.S. and other world powers. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has